The Air Transport Association says travelers will probably find airports a bit less crowded this year. ATA President James May says passengers are likely to find ticket prices a bit higher, too.
I think we're going to face a challenging summer this year.
May says part of the challenge comes from soaring fuel prices. Airlines are now paying about 80% more for jet fuel than they did a year ago. To offset higher costs, some airlines have already raised ticket prices. Combined with a weak economy, the ATA says the industry could see a drop in domestic air travel.
Overall, I would anticipate that we're going to have about 2 million fewer passengers this summer than we did for 2007.
But fewer passengers will not necessarily mean more room. Although the industry plans to scale back flights, planes that will be in service will be operating near full capacity. May says that could lead to more stress and potential delays.
Our goal is to have a much better summer than we had last summer. That is going to be dependent in great part about how well we can have airspace initiatives function in New York and whether or not the weather cooperates.
Record delays last summer triggered flight caps at some of the nation's busiest airports. To ease congestion this year, May says the ATA is trying to get permission to use military airspace for the busiest routes on the East and West Coast. Millar Sega, VOA News.